Welcome to this episode of Celestial Chronicles Ramayana series. My name is Arav Garg, and I hope that you'll enjoy today's episode as we bring you new, interesting stories from Sri Ram's childhood. As we were researching the content for this episode, we found that neither Valmiki in his Ramayana nor Tulsidas in his Ramcharitmanas dwell much on Ram's childhood. In fact, the Valmiki Ramayana only spends about 20 shlokas, which is about 40 lines, on Ram's childhood. In those 40 lines, Valmiki describes Rama and his brothers to be ideal children, who brought their parents much joy and were successful in almost everything they tried. Valmiki describes their mastery of the arts, warfare, and the sciences, as well as the close bonds between the four children. How the brothers were schooled, and by that I mean whether they were taught at home or in a gurukul, which was an ancient boarding school, is not mentioned, however. Neither is any specific incident from their childhood narrated. The Kamba Ramayanam, and to some extent the Ramcharitmanas, however, do provide slightly more details about Ram's life, including memories from his childhood. What is the Kamba Ramayanam? Formerly known as the Ramavataram, the Kamba Ramayanam, or Kambar's Ramayana, is a Tamil rendition of the Ramayana, written in the 12th century AD by poet Kambar. Historians are certain that there are many interpolations to its plot, and there are some inconsistencies with other versions of the Ramayana, but the Ramavataram is renowned as one of the greatest works in the Tamil literary canon. In addition to the Kamba Ramayanam, various folk legends and tales from other Ramayana versions also provide insight into Ram's childhood. So let's dive into Ram's childhood. If you've heard the Ramayana, Ram bhajans, or other mentions of Ram, you likely would have heard of him referred to as Ram Chandra, Chandra meaning moon. But did you know why he was referred to like that? I mean, it's clear that Ram had a close affinity with the moon from a young age. In fact, a popular folk legend tells a story from his childhood where Ram wanted the moon as a toy. It is said that he cried so loudly that his three mothers, his brothers, and his father came running. When they saw him, he was pointing at the moon and crying, and it was clear to his mother Kaushalya that he really wanted to play with the moon. They tried bringing him a white ball, a silver coin, even a white laddu, but nothing seemed to get little Ram to stop crying. At that moment, Kaushalya had a stroke of genius and gave Ram a bowl filled with water. Holding the bowl in his hand and seeing the moon's reflection, he thought that he was holding the moon and started laughing. But that still doesn't explain how Ram came to be known as Ramchandra. Some people explain that Ram, having been born in the solar dynasty in the bright half of the year and at noon, caused this moon to be sad. Seeing a sad moon outside his cradle, baby Ram affixed the word Chandra to his name and promised that the next time he was born on earth, the spotlight would be on the moon. That is why Krishna, the next Vishnu incarnation, was born in the dark part of the year, in the rainy season, at midnight, and in the lunar dynasty. But there is a deeper meaning to Ram's connection with the moon. To understand that, we'd have to look at the 16 qualities Valmiki thought that there should be in the ideal man. That is to say, Ram. These 16 qualities were sociability, valor, a strong sense of ethics, gratitude, honesty, grandeur, focus, friendliness, knowledge, consciousness, wisdom, power, intelligence, absence of jealousy, courage, and handsomeness. The presence of all these qualities, or kalpas, is why Ram is often referred to as Maryada Purushottam, or the greatest man. The moon too has 16 phases, also known as kalpas per Hindu astrology, and is thus symbolic of Ram. That is why Ram is called Ramchandra. We have other stories from Ram's childhood as well. One story tells of Ram's affinity with birds and other animals. Some versions of the Ramayana, including the Ramcharitmanas, tell how Ram used to grab morsels of food and run from dinner to feed the birds in the balcony. This just shows how compassionate Ram was. Other stories tell of Ram and his brother's love of milk and cream and how they would sit outside the kitchen, clapping and crying until they were pacified with milk and laddus. But even Maryada Purushottam Ram made mistakes in his childhood. One famous story, originally from the Kamba Ramayanam and referenced in the Ramcharitmanas, tells the story of how Ram was sent away to Gurukul. It is said Dashrath was very close to Ram and saw no need to send him to Gurukul since he could receive his education at home. However, during one of the boy's archery lessons, when Dashrath turned away, Ram accidentally discharged an arrow which broke the knee of a servant walking nearby. The servant was no other than Mansura, a name you might recognize and one that will be important later on. After this, Dashrath realized that Ram and his brothers needed an environment more conducive to learning and proper instructors. He decided to send Ram away to the Gurukul run by Ayodhya's royal preceptor, Vaishishth. Vaishishth himself merits further description. Vaishishth was one of the mind-born sons of Brahma, who gave him the boon that he would realize the true essence of nature after undergoing harsh obstacles and that he would inspire many. In his youth, he tried multiple times to commit suicide, but failed each time due to divine interventions. Eventually, he became peaceful by way of meditation and realized the essence of the world and rose to the rank of Brahma Rishi, the highest class of rishis per Hinduism. Vaishishth was credited with the authorship of the Yoga Vaishishta, Vishnu Purana, as well as several portions of the Rig Veda, which his great-grandson, Ved Vyas, later compiled. Vaishishth became the royal preceptor of the Ikshvaku dynasty, in which Ram was born. Under the tutelage of Vaishishth and the other teachers, Ram and his brother learned the Vedas, the Shastras, or ancient sciences, the art of warfare, politics, and other skills needed for running a kingdom. It is said that Ram and his brothers excelled in their studies and were model students. This did not mean that they did not get into any mischief. Multiple stories exist about pranks played by Ram and his brothers. One famous story describes Ram and Lakshman's ploy to shrink a girl's nose ring using a special arrow when Vaishishth was looking away. Unfortunately, the plant went awry and the nose ring became even bigger, then smaller, and finally vanished. Ram and his brother Lakshman were described to be extremely close, as were Bharat and Shatrughan. It is said that Ram wouldn't even eat without the company of Lakshman, and that Lakshman would always accompany his elder brother on their expeditions as they grew older. Slowly, Ram and Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughan grew up and graduated the Gurukul. When, we do not know, since some texts say that Ram graduated when he was 15, 17, or even 22. But Ram grew into a noble man, adored by his family. His adventures did not stop there, however. So stay tuned for next Monday, where we'll bring you the next exciting chapter of this epic. We hope that you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, make sure to like and follow this podcast, and share it with someone who you think would love it. As always, we hope that you have a great week, and tune in for our next episode. Thank you so much for listening.